I think it'd be really cool to have these sort of stacked up for a little while, you know, get ahead on the 3D stuff and get an impressive...
Your critical path is the tower.
The tower.
Professor Chaim Goodman Strauss from the University of Arkansas's Department of Mathematical Sciences and Paul Hildebrandt, the Chief Visionary Officer of Zoom Tool Incorporated, pass around red, blue, and yellow struts to volunteers and students. The group is building, as Professor Chaim puts it,
omni-truncated dodecaplex, which, of course, as everyone listening will know, is a particular kind of four-dimensional polyhedron. It's very, very beautiful, and we've been doing a number of these throughout the over the period of years here in the library. As people come and visit it, they'll notice that there are some wonderful sight lines that everything will suddenly line up. It'll look very chaotic and complicated, and then suddenly there'll be sort of a nice sense of order from certain directions.
The structure is the largest in the world of its kind. It will be built with 21,360 pieces of Zoom tools, a specialized building system of color and shape-coded struts for creating models in geometry, science, or art. Paul Hildebrandt describes Zoom tools as three and higher dimensional intelligence embodied.
What we're doing here is we're actually starting people out in one dimension, building little lollipops, we call them. And then we put the lollipops together into two-dimensional figures, and they're all ten-sided figures, decagons or tengons. And then we're going to put those together into three-dimensional figures. And then we'll take those three-dimensional figures and bolt them together into a shadow of a four-dimensional figure. And with this system, you can actually go up to 61 dimensions in space. I mean, a shadow of a 61, a projection of 61-dimensional hypercubic lattice, for example, into three space.
About 20 volunteers are seated on tables, each wearing a T-shirt that says, Math 2033, it's a conspiracy. Could this be the conspiracy Professor Chaim, who's also the chair of the Department of Mathematical Sciences, has been hatching?
There's people that are either students in the math department or students in some of our classes that have been, and they've been coerced in various kinds of ways to come. Or occasionally we will resort to throwing a burlap bag over someone's head and dragging them back here. So there's a few of those. You can tell them because they have the leg irons under the table there. So
Paul interrupts. He's missing something.
Let me ask you a question first. Do you still have those super short blues?
They're in my office.
Okay.
But my office is unlocked.
The students and other volunteers are busy connecting struts with their corresponding connector nodes.
I mean, the struts actually, like this triangular strut, for instance, it actually represents, it really embodies the number three in space. Everything about it, the shape of it is a triangle, the length of it, which is cosine 30 compared to the blue strut, everything, and the vector in space, everything about it is the number three. The blue struts are the number two, the red struts are the number five. And those numbers are sort of knotted together to form the structure of space.
The omnitruncated dodecaplex will be a sphere 10 feet in diameter, weighing about 75 pounds. After completion, the structure will be suspended in the spiral staircase in Mullins Library, which Paul says will be the hardest part of the process.
Here we're using glue. That's the first thing. We're gluing the parts together so that they'll be able to take a little bit more weight. So we're going to suspend it. And normally, if you build it on the ground, you've got a compressive force of gravity, right? But if you lift it up, you've got a stretching force. And so we're going to run strings through it. Actually, it's a Venetian blind cord. And crimp it off at the exact distances so that the model doesn't sag into an egg shape. And they'll always be perpendicular to the force of gravity, basically stabilizing the whole model against gravity. So we think it'll pretty well hold its spherical form, even though there's really no triangulation in the whole model except for where the strut, the shoulder of the strut, is right up against the ball. That's the only triangulation in the whole thing. Otherwise, it's all made of these rather unstable shapes in nature. The whole thing is made out of these decagons, hexagons, and squares.
A smaller version of the omnitruncated dodecaplex was built in London about 4 years ago. Zoom Tools has also been used to build other interesting structures around the world.
Well, we built one that was about 5 meters in diameter, and that's 15 feet, 12 feet high in Banff, Canada, a year ago in the summer. That looked, it's very difficult to describe, but it has had a very organic, fluid look to it. It was based on a shape called the rhombic triconohedron, but each one of the members was sort of a metastrut. So it was made up of a bunch of these little struts, and it had a kind of an hourglass or double hourglass shape to it. So it looked like some kind of a virus form or something. It's very difficult to describe, like I said. I did another one at the Bridges Conference in Pécs, Hungary over the summer, this last summer. And it was based on 12 interpenetrating five-fold Islamic tilings. And they were color-coded in six different colors. And so it looked like an explosion of Islamic patterns coming out of a big black cube.
While Paul is trying to recall other interesting structures built with Zoom tools, Professor Heim is sitting with a group of students building decagons. Paul spots a mistake with his technique.
Oh, what are you doing it that way for? You should always put the end of the strut. Come on.
The two men might disagree on the technique, but share the enthusiasm for fascinating but complicated geometrical shapes. Professor Heim says the dodecaplex is also an exercise to ease the fear of math in students.
So that's part of what we're trying to do, too, is to familiarize people with something neat and interesting in mathematical ideas. But frankly, this model is going to be pretty overwhelmingly complicated looking, and it's not going to necessarily help in that regard. But, you know, here at least people are having fun and enjoying themselves, so they'll at least have a nice feeling about mathematics.
It took approximately 14 hours to construct and suspend the omnitruncated dodecaplex made from Zoom tools in the spiral staircase in Mullins Library. When asked why the structure matters, Paul has some food for thought.
It's kind of like when people invented, what are they? I'm trying to think of what is the square root of negative one? I mean, it's not an irrational number. What is it? An imaginary number, right? People thought, you know, they called imaginary numbers. People thought that there was no possible use for such a thing. And yet now, they show up in electronics all the time, so they have very practical applications. So somebody sees a shadow from the fourth dimension, what possible practical application could that have? Except if we find out we're really living in a four or higher dimensional world, then it would be very appropriate.
For more information regarding the Zoom Tools system, please visit their website at www.zoomtool.com. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.